It's prank week at Glazier College. And the frat boys are out for blood.
You won't get away with those foolish pranks this year.
But what these party animals don't realize...
I now command you to appear.
...is they've got three new pledges from hell.
Dogs are drinking in the background, super loud.
That's me.
Oh, okay.
I'm almost done.
All right. Just, I think we can start now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Yeah. Three Cool Club. Barry, what the hell's Three Cool Club?
Three Cool Club. We're going to talk about the third movie in a movie series. And it's just going to be opinions that don't, that matter to everyone. Actually, you know what? They're facts. Our opinions are facts.
Remember, facts don't matter.
And, you know, whatever we end up deciding is on, you know, the movies, how you should feel, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We're trying to tell you how to feel about movies and how to take them and, you know, giving you your opinion.
An honest opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And for those listening,
people are entitled.
I guess we'll introduce ourselves. I'm Leroy.
I'm Eleanor.
And I'm Bad Barry.
That's right. We have a woman with us, so we're very progressive already. A second episode two, yeah. We're progressive already.
She's on the front cover.
Yeah. Even though we're both brown, but you know, whatever. Multicolor.
And Leroy gave me a straw with my drink this time, so you don't, I noticed that, so you don't hear the ice chattering.
Clinking.
Yeah, I guess that's what happened in the last one.
But. Don't worry, I'm going to have plenty of clinking with my drink. Mm-hmm. I just had to throw that in there. Okay, so episode two, we're talking about Ghoulies 3, Ghoulies Go to College.
Ghoulies Go to College. They're already better than you. They're going to college now. They're doing everything.
They're being educated.
Yeah, so they're here to shoot you down a little bit. You were running around telling your parents, you know, you went to college, telling people you work with and all these things. Well, fucking Ghoulies went to college too, so there's that. Sorry.
That'd be some shit if your parents are like, oh, you're not going to college? You asshole.
Let me show you
a
movie.
The Ghoulies went to college.
The fucking Ghoulies went to college. Are you not trying to go to college?
What do you think the Ghoulies got their degree in?
Communications.
Oh yeah. My gosh.
Yeah. It has to be, because you know what?
All the college nerds are laughing about that right now.
And what's crazy is that the third one is like the only one where they're actually like, speak English.
Yeah, what's up with that? They finally can talk.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I liked it better when
you know they were speaking their language before, and that's still mm-hmm. talking, Ellie. It was
grumbling. They just had indigestion.
But that's what it takes. It usually takes like the third one, I think, because like in Critters, you know what I think?
I'm pretty sure they were talking from the beginning in the Critters series.
Yeah, it was just subtitled.
Talking. Yeah,
and all that, like the whole cheeseburger. No, wait, that wasn't him. That was a dude being one.
Oh, that's right.
When he said cheeseburgers. So they were never even saying stuff in subtitled until I think the third one when they're in the apartments or whatever, when there's like, they start naming each other. Anyways, that's another episode.
Yeah.
That's not this movie. We're talking about Ghoulies.
That is interesting though. And like an interesting idea that like in the third one, they finally have to start introducing new themes mm-hmm. into the storyline. Mm-hmm. Because this one definitely took like a hard left turn.
Oh, yeah.
First two movies.
Yeah. It's got like music, like a sitcom. Mm-hmm. They're on some like mm-hmm. Three Stooges shit at this point. And they're like, come on, what are you doing? Whoa. And wacky. And that's around like, I don't know what year that is, but that's got to be around the whole craze of like Snow School 3 and all the stuff where the dudes are on like, you know.
Well, I was about to get
summer
to that,
trips and things like that.
The only facts I have that I guess matter about this are this came out in 1990, oh, wow. Ghoulies 3. And I think the Ghoulies 2 was like a year ago, like a year before this. So 1990, this came out. And then, of course, Ghoulies 2, I think it was like a year before. I don't know if anyone's angry about me getting that wrong. You can email us. We're not going to look at or care.
No.
And
plus now this is the truth.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, we wrote it.
Facts don't matter. So, yeah, 1990, it wasn't directed by an actual, well, I shouldn't say director, but the guy who directed this, John Carl Boucher, I'm not sure how you say it, by Boucher, is actually
the third one.
A special effects person. They're not a a director. If you look at their IMDb, it's all special effects.
We're talking about the third one.
We're talking about the third one. Yeah.
That's
cool. So he was just like, I can do this shit.
Well, I think it was just like when you, well, I will come into it, of course, when I talk about the movie, but when you watch it, it's like there's a lot of good special effects.
Yeah, there are.
And I'm pretty sure it's because this guy's just like, well, I want to make some cool special effects or something. Or he was just like, we're going to, you know, he's going to direct a movie and or something. Who knows? I don't know the story behind it. Again, doesn't matter.
Yeah. Mm-mm. And that is a really, that's kind of a cool touch too, because, you know, I do miss all the like stop motion claymation effects that they were doing in the first two movies.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
What's the guy's name? Harry Somethinghausen?
Ray? Or.
Huh?
Harry.
You know.
He did that?
Talking about. For no, the, but.
Oh, I was about to say. I was like, damn. That was his like Nick Cage part of his career where he's like, fuck it, show me the money.
No.
Why would he do Clueless, dude?
They would have had to like put out like good money for his quality work.
But yeah.
It was inspired, you know, same style. I mean, I'm kind of sentimental toward that, but
no, it is
the effects
cool.
in the third one were definitely way better.
Yeah, but when you watch that and you know it's one of those, you know, stop animated, you're like, yay, because you don't see that, you know, and it's all like, you know, the background suddenly turns to like 480, you know what I mean, resolution. And then, you know, the guys look good and like they're floating and like super bright for like 1 second. And you're like, yeah, some old dude is like moving the little arms and this little thing and taking a picture, moving the arm and taking a picture, moving the arm and taking a picture.
Yeah, the guy's name was Ray Harryhausen. That's right. You're pretty much on that.
Thank you.
I had to look that up because I know that's a bunch of nerds going to be angry if we don't get that right. So there we go.
Sorry, my memory's fuzzy.
But dude, you're talking about the guy that died? He died.
He's like, definitely dead. Like, he was like dead.
It was like recent.
No.
I have no idea.
And I'm wrong? Are you?
I think it's been a minute.
I thought it was like
Oh, it looks 3 years like he might have died ago. In 2013.
Whoa.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
How old was he?
1920 to 2013. So he would have been 92.
Wow.
So he actually could have done Ghoulies 3.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If he wasn't, you know, like doing Star Wars or like some shit. I don't know. Like some better stuff. I think he did Terminator. Didn't he do like the Terminator stuff?
I think he did something.
Yeah.
But anyway, so enough about that guy. He's old and dead. Ghoulies 3
Ghoulies
is alive
3.
And well. And so I'll just kind of sum up quickly Ghoulies 1 and 2.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Where they come from, what's going on. I mean, because, you know, the first one and the second one matter enough that if they didn't exist, the third one wouldn't exist.
Yeah.
So I know there's this threequel club, but well, how did it get there?
For people who may just decide to watch the movie without seeing the first two, I don't know why you'd do that.
But it is still possible.
Possible, yeah.
Most of these movies, it's very possible.
There's no law that says you have to watch one and two. And in this case, it doesn't really matter. If you just see the poster, you can get an idea of what's going to happen in this movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
But one and two, so we get introduced to the Ghoulies in part one. They're actually kind of more like background characters to the main story with this guy who's like a wizard or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Or a sorcerer trying to summon them.
Witch type stuff with his parents.
Wow. Yeah, that's a pretty great beginning. Mm-hmm. Like it's very like, almost feels earnest. Like they were trying to really tell a story in the beginning. And, you know, guy, I guess, was this baby involved with this warlock, whatever, ends up being adopted or something. Comes back to that same house many years later. And, long story short, like
throws a party,
basically throws a party.
He gets his badass like mansion. I know it's ran to shit and everything, but it's like, that's what anyone would do. You know what I mean?
The funny thing about being a homeowner and seeing that movie when like the beginning, they're like, oh, this place is a dump. I'm like, I would totally live in that place. It's
I think it's fine the way it is.
I know it's a little old, but, it's pretty sweet.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's kind of like a bastard summarization of the first one. More or less like the Ghoulies are background characters. They're cute. They're kind of like, but they pop out through the whole movie. Like, surprisingly, they're not like, they don't hold off on the Ghoulies at all.
Yeah.
And then the second one is the carnival one. The Ghoulies end up on a truck. It's basically like a continuation of the first story in a way. End up on a truck or something. No. They get caught by this guy who's going to kill them. ends up getting like dropping an acid himself. Mm-hmm. Ghoulies get on a truck that's going to a carnival, and then the whole rest of the
because it's like yeah. Devil's Den or some shit.
Yeah.
Or,
yeah.
So they see it like it's like their Uber or something. Like, oh shit, this truck's going to hell. That's us.
Yeah.
Let's get on this thing, We need to go back to hell. We got to get back over there.
We're going on a highway to hell. Yeah, exactly.
But that's not. It's not a bad setup too, because it's like so the guy like you said he kidnaps. He's got him in a bag, and he's all like, "I gotta end these abominations," type of dude. He looks he looks like Stan Lee, which is kind of funny. And he's like running, you know, from like these cult guys. So it's a cool, like, real quick. You just, you know, figure it out for yourself. Obviously, they're doing some crazy wizard shit in the woods. They probably just summon these guys. And, you know, I think it's supposed to be in like a, they bring it up a couple times in that second one where it's supposed to be like a religious like area or something, I think.
Yeah.
So that must be like some, you know,
it doesn't really matter.
Person that is like, you know, thinks that would be an abomination somehow has some type of knowledge about it.
I think he's like a priest. Right?
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
It's all about the ghoulies being in a carnival and, you know, that.
I like carnival stuff. We got that from Child's Play.
Yeah, exactly.
You throw a carnival in there, then I'm ready. I'm like,
you got Roy, looking. Shit. What's that? What's the actor's name? Phil Fondacaro. How do you say that?
It's about the old white guy.
No, the short guy.
Oh yeah. The little person. Yeah, he's cool. He's on like some like Shakespeare shit like the whole time, being like real annoying to everybody.
I love that character. Yeah. It was such a fun character. And it's great because I don't know. In a weird way, like the film's kind of progressive because the only the asshole guy makes fun of him for being short.
Yeah,
and everyone else is like they just treat him like an old person. Yeah, no one brings it up.
There is a couple of things. I mean, there's still no black people in this one, but there's or just anyone of color. Period. This one,
there's probably like a black person in a crowd somewhere in the background.
No, there is not.
Did you pause frame by frame?
I watched the whole thing because I was thinking about the first one. You know, the first one, give them that. You know, it's a party or whatever. Okay. And they're I don't even know where they're at. Are they even in America? I don't know what's going on.
Sure.
They're probably like in the northwest, the northeast.
It's more strange that there's no people of color. Like, come on.
No, I'm telling you, what's crazy about the second one is there's like a million people in this movie and there's no one of color, dude.
Right?
Yeah. And it kind of like pokes fun about white people, really. Like the whole part, we're talking about the second one still.
Yeah.
The whole part is like, so like one of them is like a rat, right?
Yeah.
So you got like a rat one, you got a flying one, you got a cat one.
Yeah,
a cat.
And you got like a little like Loch Ness monster web feet one.
Yeah.
And then you got like an alligator one that looks like his arms are coming out of his head or whatever. And they got like hooves and shit. They're real weird. Mm-hmm. That's the second one. So there's like five or six of them or something in the second one. But so these two little white kids, they come in and they're super attached to the rat one, you know? And they throw like a ninja star at him and shit like that. And they're all like, whoa, this thing is cool. This is the best place ever. So they go running out. They tell all the friends or whatever. And that's when I really started to pay attention. Because first of all, okay, it's a rat. You know what I mean? And then all these white kids want to see this rat. So they bring all these other guys and it's all these other white people that are so fascinated to see a rat. And then there's one guy, he says something. I try to remember it, but he's all like, this is terrific or something like that. I forget what he says, but it's just so funny. He's like, dude, you want to see a rat? I'll show you a rat, dude. What's going on here? But it's just, seriously, there's not. And in the third one, I mean, I was like, there's no way they can get around this. And this is probably going to be something we talk about a lot. Like how many people of color are going to be in these movies? I'm sorry, guys. Yeah. But it's always going to be pretty limited. And it's not even actually until the third one, there's two.
Yeah.
Two. And their background, they're in college, people. They're in college. There's a million background people walking into it. There is two. Mm-hmm. There's a boy. There's a girl. And it happens like in the first 15 minutes or something like that. And that is it. Period.
The one token Asian
cat. Yeah, there's the one Asian cat in it.
And who's the other one? Who's the other person that is... just happens to not be white.
All I noticed about the college was that they have a very strict age minimum. You have to be at least 30 to get into this college, apparently.
Right? Yeah.
So, you know,
that's what I was getting at with the second one. Let me run back to that real quick and then we'll keep going. But it was that, I just got on a tangent about there being too many white people. But
there were too many white people.
It was genocide. Oh, yeah, yeah. Because you were talking about progressive and there's and they're not giving the little guy a hard time and things like that. It's like the girl, the love interest girl is like 52, dude. And nothing against women or anything. But the thing is all like that's cool. Because a lot of times you see an old dude with some younger girl that's like half the age. It is literally the opposite. It has to be the opposite. I didn't look.
She was only like 20.
No way, dude. Man, they did this close-up scene or whatever. Man, she looks like she's got some years on her. And then the dude looks like he's like 18 maybe or whatever. Yeah, that's true. He did and then that. She's all like, I was like, wow. And that's cool. Because a lot of times, you know, it's like some old ass dude and then like a way younger girl. Yes. So maybe you're on to something, you know, minus the, you know, the race thing going on in the movie. So, yeah. But I don't know if that was intentional or what's going on with that. But also at the same time, something we were talking about before we even actually started recording was just that, like, you know, they get the money is all like, you get $1 trillion for the first one, $2 trillion for the second one, and the third one's like half that, and then you get $20 for the fourth one.
Oh my yeah,
and that's a lot of things we'll probably be talking about in most of the series. So.
Yeah, I didn't bother to look at the budget for this only because I think it was just obviously special effects is all they paid for. They didn't pay for a writer. They kind of paid for a director. And luckily, he was a special effects person. So, you know,
we're talking about the third one.
Third one now. We're talking about third one now. And
because that's what the show is. This Threequel Club.
Yeah, Threequel Club.
It's not Sequel Club.
No.
Or Two Cool Club.
Two Cool Club.
It's a three.
Yeah. So, third one, we got this college with 30 year olds running around.
Oh, my God.
They're all throwing shit in the ground. I mean, this is a wild, like, it's pretty funny because it's like, I've been to college. It was nothing like that.
Yeah. It wasn't. You weren't yanking each other.
Yeah.
You weren't the yank god.
Oh, my gosh. So it's wild because, like, they are literally, they're just like so childish and reckless. They're partying constantly. Mm-hmm. And it's, the movie takes place during prank week. Mm-hmm. And like within the first like 15 minutes of the movie, I was like shouting at the screen already, like, what kind of school is this? Just expel them already. Get rid of them.
So you're saying you're old.
Yeah.
Is that where this is coming from?
Also, I was a nerd in college, so I would
also
not
no college is like
that.
This at all. Like, no college. This is basically like, I think what happened is they wrote it for high school kids, and then they were like, well, we only have 30-year-olds on the set, so it's a college now.
I'm pretty sure you go to prison for life for doing like half the shit these kids are doing.
Yeah.
Freaking bomb into like a little golf cart
An actual cartoonish bomb that goes off. And I actually thought that when it went off, that guy died. And I was like, wow, that's pretty horrific. Nope. He's just covered in soot. It's like a cartoon.
Even when like people are getting electrocuted, they're all like, oh, well.
Yeah.
And then they go to class or whatever. And it's like, dude, that's some serious shit.
I mean, I'll even jump ahead to like the scene where they plunge this girl in the face.
Mm-hmm.
They do this weird like society-esque thing where they almost take her face off with this plunger. And then she just falls over. And then that's it.
Yeah, and it's like cartoony, like her feet go.
No mention of like, oh man, homegirl died.
Yeah,
like,
who found her body?
Did you hear about her dying? Nope, nothing.
Yeah,
and or like anything, just like on to the next scene.
That kind of goes into a part where it's like, all right, let's talk about the ghoulies themselves. Like, what is their power? What do they come from? What do they do? And it's just like, when you see that scene, and then you think about, you know, the two movies before it, they have like powers in a way, like, because first of all, if you put a plunger on my face, as gross as it would be, it's not going to do that. You know what I mean? Doesn't matter how much it costs at Home Depot or what it is, it's not going to make your face Nickelodeon gag.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, so they're doing this stuff, and it's all like, you know, something that Ellie wanted to say the last episode is that Chucky is not scary and he can't do these things. So it's kind of like that with Chucky's the ghoulies. It's like, okay, I'll just kick this dude in the face. You know what I mean?
Well,
but they got some type of supernatural shit.
I will say that the ghoulies have a leg up on Chucky because they can attack you as a horde, you know, like one can be on your back.
Like in the second one? When they're all just like going to take bites out of this cat.
Yeah. You know, like that, I could see that as being pretty difficult trying to take on five ghoulies at once. Fuck that. Whereas Chucky, you know, you just give him like a good punt and he's done.
Well, I think at the same time you can do that with the Ghoulies, but knowing that they can touch something, it basically like turns it. What was that in? There was something like that where they live in like a cartoony world in a way to where they can, I guess like Roger Rabbit or some shit to where they just, you know, they're scary because they can, they're on another like dimension of shit. You know what I mean? Because you can't put someone on the toilet and flush them.
Right.
You know, but a ghoulie can.
A ghoulie can.
So it's just like they're on some supernatural shit. Yeah. So that's what makes them, you know, more frightening than, you know, Chucky. Fucking Chucky. So that's what kind of makes them them. So they suck, dude. I don't want to, especially the flying one. There's a flying one.
Flying one's not in this one. Don't worry.
And the third one. He's not in the third one. Yeah, there's a tree. So they take, I guess.
Well, wait, before we go too far, let me sum up real quick the movie, just like short.
Yeah.
We get introduced to a guy on a toilet reading a comic that he finds. Which is great. Like, I just love the toilet's got like comic books all around it.
Well, how were the first two origin? Like, how did, talk about how they, you spawned them in the first one, spawned them in the second one, and then go in the third one.
And, well, spawned them in the first one because they summoned them because they're the warlock dude. Second one, they were already around. Remember, the guy grabbed him and was going to dump acid. Third one, and it's funny because the way the second one ends, it's like they could have just continued from there. But third one, we got a guy reading a comic book on the toilet. That I guess summons them or has some kind of summation thing in it.
I think.
Well, they show like a 21 years before that type of thing. Or something.
He would think it was guys reading the same comic book though.
So there's a whole other movie that we haven't even seen. That's so that means there was a Ghoulies like two and a half. And we missed that. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. I didn't think about that until just now.
Yeah.
Anyways.
But same comic 20 years later, the guy's reading on the toilet. And almost summons the Ghoulies, like the guy, the Ghoulies, like arms coming out of this really ornate toilet.
Which, speaking of the toilet, that's a badass toilet. That is a badass toilet. And it's like a tiki toilet, you know, when you think about it or whatever. Like, and it's like, why don't they have those?
It's like made of meerschaum or something. It's amazing.
That's tight. Anyways.
And doesn't summon them, but then eventually like they get summoned because the professor finds the comic and reads it in class and whatever. So that's then. Ghoulies are now there. They talk now in this movie, but they also just like want to party. So, you know, for some reason. And they cause havoc and during prank week of all weeks to cause havoc. And eventually people figure it, at least 30-year-olds figure it out. And basically try and get rid of the Ghoulies, but they kind of do and they kind of don't. Professor, meanwhile, like is obsessed with the Ghoulies and wants to like merge with them or something. Whatever. And then does.
Yeah, it's like his plan changed constantly, you guys.
It was kind of, and I think it's just like maybe the book or having the initial power of somehow controlling them in a way that it like somehow corrupted him. Maybe.
Sure. Whatever.
And then now he's, you know, it just seemed like he was kind of wild before that.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe it's like his breaking point.
Sure.
So could have all been him. I don't know.
And then eventually like in the movie ends or whatever, but that's kind of a summation of the plot of three. That's really pretty much it. Otherwise it's party scenes, nudity and like the Ghoulies just like in outfits and high-fiving each other, which is actually pretty great.
Yeah. Them having outfits. Cause they step it up. Like I said, like even in Critters, you know, the Krites eventually, you know, speak to each other in a way that, you know, they're subtitled or whatever. But this is like step, and they have some type of personality. You know, he's have one with like a streak in his hair. You can identify each one, you know, up on that Gremlins type thing. But they kind of go past that. They're like, you know what? We're picking the best three. You know, people like the underwater one. They like the cat one. They like the rat one. Just the three. And they're buds, dude. They're on some Three Stooges stuff. Mm-hmm. And and then you know what? Let's put some clothes on them. So let's get them geared up. You got one cat with a piece of chain, like a leather, a cut-off leather jacket. Denim jean jacket. You got the one's got like that 13 on, like a hockey jersey. He's cool. He's the cat one. Everyone loves the cat one. He doesn't meow like one time. I don't think of the third one, which is why I like him with the second one. And then you got the... you know, the ugly underwater one. He's got, he's a trip. So he has like a weird vest on and like a tie. And then like, you know, like a weird hat, like a diesel hat or some shit.
It's like a backwards baseball cap. Yeah.
No, is it?
What was it?
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Or like some Jughead type thing or something maybe. Like that. But it's cool. They got character. So they talk like in English and, you know, they have a style now. And then they got this dynamic with each other. And like the first half of the movie, they're just trying to drink beer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They love beer.
2001 beers, yeah. Supposedly, from quoted from one of the characters when they realize that all their beer is gone. So they just want to get trashed, have fun. And then you're thinking, you know, you're watching and you're like, well, are they even going to kill people? And it's crazy is that they just killed those two people out mm-hmm. of the whole thing. And then other than that, they really were just doing pranks.
Yeah, which is funny because in the first two movies, they had like a serious lust for killing. Yeah. That was the ghoulie mission right there. Mm-hmm. But in the third one, you're right, it's pranks and beer.
It's like they were just killing like to be funny. Like the prank was the main thing. It was like, you know, they die at the end and they die at the end. You know what I mean? Like when they electrocute the security guy that keeps coming around. I think, you know, if they kill them, they'd be like, oh, no big deal. But they didn't have to. It was the prank. It's prank week.
It's prank week.
Speaking of Jughead hats, I think it is important to point out, too, to people that in this movie, during prank week, it's good to note that there's a prank crown.
Yes.
That you get if you are the prank king or prank whatever. That, of course, like, that is actually the main, what's the thing for a story that drives a story is a... whatever they call it.
Catalyst?
It's the catalyst of the story is the guys trying to get back.
The prank crown.
The prank crown. Yeah, that literally is the catalyst of the story. There's no other motivation for them other than to, while out in college, but like with illegal shit, apparently they can get away with and get the prank crown, mm-hmm. which they do. I'm no spoiler alert. They get mm-hmm. it back or whatever. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I gotta say, this college is so horrible and reckless. And the main guy that is on this like quest for his prank crown, it just like, I couldn't stop thinking that like, this must have been Brett Kavanaugh's like life documentary right here. Yeah. The PG version.
By the end of the movie, I wanted the prank crown. So I'm like, how do I make this? I looked at it like three different times. I was like, I can make that shit, dude. We need to make that some type of a thing or whatever, like a challenge type deal, dude. Get like Tessa on that shit, like cosplay stuff or whatever. Send her the blueprints on that or whatever and get the prank. I'm going to somehow engineer a prank crown and then somehow post that up where I'm wearing it or Leroy's wearing it or Ellie's wearing it because I got to get up on that.
I think you can make it pretty easy. It's
like a bunch of felt and some like...
What are those Canadian winter hats called?
Yeah, the bottom half.
Yeah, toque.
With the ear flaps. Yeah, it's got some ear flap action. And then it's got like a bunch of, they look like pins, but they're actually just like bottle caps.
Yeah.
Like twisted up and like ornamental in a way. And then you got like some weird, and it's like a bunch of felt.
Like sticking a jester's up. Hat on top.
And it's got some weird like fountain looking thing in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Or whatever, but that's tight. And then that's what, you know what? I was also thinking, it's like Halloween, dude. We should just be each ghoulie from the third one. You know, like one of us wear like the hockey mm-hmm. jersey and like mm-hmm. some cat ears. And then, you know, a denim and a piece and chain with like a rat nose or something like that. That's mm-hmm. that's a pretty good setup.
Yeah, that'll look good.
Well, that's an approval.
Yeah, exactly. I guess we can just talk about this movie other than the things we've highlighted, because it really isn't too much to this movie. Mm-mm. It's like, it's an hour and 30 minutes, I think.
Of, you know, ghoulies just pranking.
Ghoulies pranking. Yeah.
It basically sometimes just, in death.
You could probably like, they probably wrote this in a day if they wrote it. And it's just like, well, we got to do X prank in this scene. We'll do that. I guess there's like other weird things that are hilarious. Like the couple that they don't have sex ever. They just kind of like work out together really intimately.
Yeah, oh my gosh, they y'all. Really
that
don't.
That was hilarious. Y'all.
It literally got to a point where they had been grinding for so long. Like I was like, oh yeah, they've been, you know, doing the thing. And like, she still had her panties on. And I was like, they haven't been having sex?
This That's is not wild. How things happen in the 90s. I guess. I don't know. And then he's all like, I got to go to the restroom. And then she's like on a... one of those row machines.
Yeah.
Like, well, I might as well get this workout in because I wasn't working out the past 2 hours anyway.
They were literally like on like some weird stationary bike, elliptical hybrid.
Then they
thing.
Were on a treadmill.
Yes.
But I just, like I said, it was on that whole like, you know, Snow School 12 type tip that they had going on in the 90s. And it was just.
I just realized another catalyst of this movie that is also important is speaking of the panty thing, the panty raid at the towards the end of the movie.
Oh yeah.
That's kind of how they figure out the ghoulies exist because they ghoulies apparently are like sexually attracted to females, to female, you know, women. In the third one, which is like, I guess, whatever. That's fine. they're bipedal too. So it makes sense. And, you know, they end up stealing all these panties from these girls who are also, beating these guys. They're like pillow fighting these guys topless. I'm not quite sure what the motivation behind that was.
It's crazy because they think it's like so like bad that it happens. Like, dude, people would pay good money for something like that. It's crazy. And they're all like, let's get out of here. Whoa. And it's like, what?
Yeah, people would be like, like that. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you're
right. You know, yeah, people will pay to have that happen to them. Yeah. So it's funny that they're like, we're going to show these guys.
And then they're all like ashamed of it. They're all like,
oh yeah, the guys
got beat it by these naked girls us and they stole our pants.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about it. Like what?
But it's just,
anyway, did they say what happened? What did the ghoulies do with the panties?
Nothing.
I think the ghoulies stole them.
Oh, they messed them. They trashed their place or something.
They went upstairs to the other girl's room and they were playing tug of war with her bra.
That's right.
Which, that deserves a punting.
That would mess up. You can't wear that. That bra's gone after that.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Seriously.
That's how that works.
Tisk, tisk.
Figure out the ghoulies there. And yeah, I think this, for the most part, like it's just ghoulies playing pranks. It could have just been called ghoulies playing pranks. Mm-hmm. Part three or something
with potential death.
That would have been hard to fit on a poster, but yeah, they could have done that.
It's in like very, very.
So who would be your favorite? Yeah, it doesn't have to be the top three that they put in the third one. Okay, let's start with the third one.
Yeah,
it's true. All of them put together because you know you got the flying one and stuff like that. It's not the third one. So who would be your favorite?
You're talking about the ghoulie monsters, like themselves. Mm-hmm. I think they have names, believe it or not.
Names?
Yeah,
what?
I think like they have names?
Only in the credits.
There's probably like some angry listener like they've got names standing there, like shaking their fist right now. They're looking.
They're at the same people that think there's more gremlins with names also other than Stripe.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so let's make those guys mad too.
But of the ghoulies, I don't know. I don't have a power rankings on ghoulies, but I would say probably the web toe guy just because he's the one on the posters and everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the toilet one.
Yeah.
Which is a whole other thing. We're talking about the posters now.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, what's your favorite one? Before we get into the posters.
I mean, the cat monsters. One's the cutest. The fly cutest. One's like...
the I mean, cutest. Okay.
If you're going to pick them, that's a valid way to pick them, to be fair.
The rat one's pretty lame. The webtoe one, he's like the leader, so that's kind of cool, I guess. The flying one's pretty vicious. So, like, if I were gonna have a minion, I'd probably choose that one.
He never like seems like he's part of the crew.
Yeah,
you know
what
I mean?
He's just like flying.
But he's always like saving their shit all the time and stuff like that because he can fly.
Yeah,
you know, like the book. I think in the second one, he like snatched the book. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's coming in clutch, dude.
Yep.
Like that, that saved him for a couple minutes. You know, it's also when they pushed that Stan Lee dude in the vat of acid or whatever.
Yeah.
That was clutch too.
That was Stan Lee.
But he doesn't get you know anything out of that. But
all right, Barry, you sold it. The flying one.
The flying one. Minion. Okay. Well, I hate the flying one. I would say my friend.
I'll keep it.
Gotcha.
Barry, yeah.
I don't know. I mean, they're all ugly and everything, but I would say probably amused me the most. I had the cat one for sure. You know, he was on that when he got that in the second one, when he got that girl looking for his cat and she's all he's all like, meow. They're like, oh, he got you. He was bad. He had that Pet Cemetery blade, you know?
And, oh yeah. That thing was vicious.
Well, got her from that. And then, you know, when he was shooting the BB gun at the carnival, and he was just kind of doing his thing. And that's another thing. It's like, okay, so like each one of them, how does it end with each one of them? Like the first one, I barely remember that one. The second one, they try to end them, but they turn your favorite one, the toilet one, into like a big, like 6-foot version.
They try and like banish all of them. But I think instead the spell they say, that's what it is. They try and banish them. The problem is the spell they say to banish them basically raises a giant version of a ghoulie that eats them. Mm-hmm. And he does eat all of them, except for
one. But
then
he's trying to get Nigel or whatever, the little man.
Then he tries to get Nigel. because thinking he's a ghoulie because he's short and doesn't. He ends up eating like a costume with a bomb in it or something.
Yeah, yeah. They end up like kind of jawsing him in a way without shooting.
Which was pretty sweet. Like I remember watching that scene and it's like they must have only had one take to do it, like one giant suit or something. Yeah. Because the way it's shot, it's like super far away. Midfield and then one explosion. It's like bam, bam, bam. And it's like, I think they only had one go at this.
Or they already spent that one go. Oh, and then they're like made a whole nother suit, but just out of paper mache and then blew that one up, but had to do it far away so you couldn't tell it was that or whatever.
Whoopsie.
But and the third one, which is what we're talking about, they do that thing where they end up merging him with that professor.
Yeah.
And that's actually really cool. Like, mm-hmm. So he's got like this, you know, he kind of reminds me of, what's that movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger where he's on Mars and shit or whatever?
Total Recall.
Yeah. And he's got that conjoined twin like on his belly or whatever.
Yeah.
So he's kind of doing that thing. Mm-hmm. And then while he speaks at the same time, like his lips move, the face on his belly moves at the same way. Yeah. That's pretty tight.
And the comic book was moving too.
That's where I was going to get, dude. They should make those. I want one of those. People make a big deal of the Necronomicon, which, you know, will be in a whole nother episode.
Oh, hell yeah.
But it's just all like, what's up with that comic, dude? Why aren't they selling variations of that? Because he like, you know, he's like, oh, he says something like, I got you. But then he looks at the comic and then that the little belly on the comic is talking or whatever. Like, that's cool. I actually don't remember that.
Get in touch with Barry.
But we need that. Someone else make that happen. We need a prank crown and we need that comic that talks on the belly.
Ghoulies box set. There's your deluxe Ghoulies box set. Oh, so make those two things, put us all the DVDs together and bam.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I'm doing that. Check the link at the bottom. It's on the website. You can buy them, pre-order. 2 years in advance so I can figure out how to do that.
Are you gonna
but I need the money up front.
You're gonna fire festival the
yeah, exactly. Exactly, man.
You're gonna get Ja Rule with you and you can definitely
I think I can find them pretty easy, dude.
Yeah, so there you go. Ghoulies box set with the prank crown, the talking comic. I mean, that comic just looked cool in general, just because it looked like something I would totally read. Especially would have read back in the day as a kid. Mm-hmm. When I probably would have been old enough, like when this movie came out, would have probably watched this and read that comic too. So way too young.
Well, let's go back to something I was saying that we started going off into about the posters or whatever. So this is a big part of Ghoulies. So some people maybe don't even know what Ghoulies is about or even what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. But they do know one thing, and that's the Ghoulies poster.
Oh, yeah.
Whether it's from the VHS cover they saw when they were a kid at Blockbuster or whatever.
Hollywood Video.
He's coming out of the toilet. Yes. And apparently that was like a huge deal. I watched this thing not too long ago where it's like people were like, we're coming up to the director or whoever produced the movie. And they and he would, you know, I guess he's going around doing like little interviews and stuff. But like an Alamo Draft House type of thing. And people were like, hey, you fucked up my childhood.
Oh,
like all the time. And it was like a big thing. And they were trying to see, hey, do you want to redo the whole advertising with the toilet thing? Because they said that people were seeing the posters at the movies and things like that. And they were writing them like dirty letters and things saying that, thanks a lot. Now my kid, I can't potty train him. You know what I mean? And now he's like, you know, you go in the restroom in his pants or whatever because he doesn't want to sit on the toilet because the gremlin's going to bite him in the ass or whatever.
So, like, okay, I think that's a really good point because, like, I think for the third movie in particular,
they embrace it.
They embrace it hardcore and it's kind of great because right from the get-go, it's like this very comedic thing and you can tell exactly how different this third movie is from the first two. It's going to be goofy. It's going to be funny. It's not taking itself seriously at all. And like the humor is like pretty, you know, it's in the toilet. It's, you know, they definitely embrace that, which is great. And I will say the toilet scene in the second movie is pretty righteous. Like, they come up and they like grab the evil guy's booty.
Yeah. And you're, I don't think you actually really know the outcome other than a horrific scream.
Yeah.
And then it's, and that's pretty bad.
Yeah.
But, you know, they don't show the, they never really show the body, I guess. But
no, I think I cheered though.
Yeah, like it was a dick like all the way through. Even when old girl was dead, they got her out of that Iron Maiden thing or whatever. Yeah. And he's all like, yeah, that's cool. Hey, $1,000, whoever can catch me one of them ghoulie things or whatever. And it gets like popped in the face. I think that's when he like, you know, goes to the bathroom to feed it. Yeah. And he's like looking in the mirror like, you're strong. You're better than that. Daddy still loves you.
Oh my gosh.
And then he goes, sits on the toilet. And gets, you know, his balls bit, whatever happens. But that's, it's, so, yeah. So they embrace it in the third one.
Yeah.
It's something that was apparently a big part of their advertising. And, the, you know, apparently, you know, like they say, there's no bad press or such thing or whatever. Yeah. So it helped them out a lot. Definitely traumatized a bunch of kids, apparently, that are now our age. But they had a, supposedly it was like a thing that they were with, he was with another producer or someone. And they were filming the movie or just filmed it. And he wanted some inspiration. So went to like the stoner friend's house and they were talking about it. And they were smoking like all night. And then he's all like, check this out. How about you got one of these little dudes coming out of the toilet, right? Check it out. The poster, he's in the toilet. And then it's like, ghoulies will bite you in the ass. And it's like, what? And the dude's like, no, I can't do that. And he's like, no, all right. Make it say, you know, something else, but you know, something like that or whatever. And then it was ghoulies. They'll get you in the end. And that was, I mean, I don't think there'd even be the third one, much less the very, very terrible fourth one. If it didn't have such a successful, you know, advertising thing that was like that. No, yeah, it was they'll bite you in the ass. That's what it was. They'll bite you in the ass. So that'd really mess them up. But yeah, you know, they came off of that Gremlins craze, like a lot of movies that we'll probably be talking about on the show from there. And then we got to a cool third one, and then we all can just forget about the fourth one. But I mean, the main thing about the fourth one to know about it, other than that, to me, it's trash, which means now to you, you have to think the same thing is that it's like the full circle one. It takes it back to the first one. Has to do with that. Yeah,
I was going to say, it's a continuation, you know, of the story from the storyline from the beginning movie, which is funny that they would go back and like bother with that.
I know.
But they go back and they...
And there's not even ghoulies in it, dude.
What?
Well, they are, but they're not ghoulies as we know. They're ghoulies, like, they're basically people in costumes.
Oh, no.
And like a monk robe.
Like the first one, like you have those two little people that are like the enforcer helpers or whatever.
Yeah.
So they're like those two guys or the woman and the man, but they're goblin versions of them.
Weird.
Or whatever. They have like a one of the other movies, which sadly we'll never be able to talk about because there's only two of them, which is the
able to, but we'll have to figure a way out.
What is it? What's the whole thing? Slime Ball Bolarama.
Yeah.
Sorority Girls Slime Ball Bolarama.
Long name, yeah.
Yeah. So they have like a imp type personality, like the, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's almost like, I don't know if you can call that racist or not, because he's not. And they definitely run with that. But they got that going on, which makes it kind of not as cool as Slimeball Bolarama. But it seems like they're kind of biting off of that some. And that's the only like ghoulie-esque type thing you have. And it's just a continuation of the story.
So do you think it could have been one of those situations where it actually started out like a one-off movie and then they shoehorned it into a franchise? Like, is it that
But aren't
bad?
They all like that though, in a way?
Oh, maybe. I mean, at least the others have ghoulies in them.
Yeah. So as far as a fourth one, I don't know. And who knows? It probably wasn't even a release in the theaters, dude.
I mean, this movie was not released. This movie was
the third one?
The third one's direct to video. It was not released in theaters, yeah.
That's crazy.
That's why they had like no money for this movie. That's why
I think think that makes the movie even better to me. Okay. And then for the record or whatever, I don't think I said it, but yeah, the third one's my favorite one.
Yeah.
As much as I like the second one and, you know, he doesn't go in without his tunes and all the cool lines like that or whatever. And I like carnivals and, you know, haunted houses at carnivals. That's cool and everything. But man, the third one's tight. You know, they got a voice. They're drinking beers. They're drinking 2001 beers. all that's cool. And it's, you know, it's goofy. It embraces that it's goofy. That's the only direction they can really go in. Yeah. So, yeah, that's what's up.
My controversial opinion will be, I actually like the second one better, but there's a lot of context to that too. Cause I have a lot of reasons to like it growing up. Like growing up, my first exposure to the Ghoulies franchise in general was through Joe Bob Briggs. And I saw, of course, Ghoulies 2 on Joe Bob Briggs's TNT show, Monster Vision. So that already like is my, that's my favorite version of the movie, is seeing it through that. But also that's introduced me. So that's going to have a big place in my heart. And then, of course, like at some point in my life, my dad had been working at like a gas station. And I just remember like a summer, I would just kind of go with him sometimes and would just basically just start picking movie. Cause I'd get bored. Like, what am I gonna, as a kid, what am I gonna do at a gas station all day? So I get bored. So I'd start just picking rental movies off the shelf. Cause this place also rented movies. Cause back in the day.
Yeah. That's how I rented movies.
I mean, that's like,
I didn't go to, if there was Blockbuster, I didn't even know they existed. It was a place that like, it was like a convenience store that sold like, you know, trading cards and rented movies or whatever. So
yeah, that stuff existed. And it's funny. So I just remember picking Ghoulies 2 off the shelf and like watching that because of the cover. Exactly.
Yeah.
But I do like Ghoulies 3. It's, I think if I had seen it when I was a kid or on the same age, I probably would have liked it more. And I do like the Ghoulies themselves because it's just hard to like not like them.
Yeah.
They're dumb monsters. I can relate to that. And they're, and the, you know, the, even though the college experience is not accurate at all. Unless you're going to like college in Florida, I guess it's just like not a good representation of that. And just like this overall, I'm like, these
people can't bring bombs to school.
These people are my, you definitely can't do that now. In college? You definitely can't do that now. Yeah.
Well, I think it ends at 4.
Ellie, no, you got to put your thoughts on the Ghoulies 3.
Oh my gosh. Ghoulies 3. You know, I think it is the most, I think they deserve extra bonus points for creativity and for reinventing themselves. I agree. It is not my favorite of the Ghoulies franchise, but I don't dislike it at all. Like, I had a great time watching it. It's fun. It's super fun, entertaining. It's stupid and goofy. And, you know, you kind of gotta, you know, don't expect too much from it. Like I said, it you know, it starts with a guy on a toilet summoning some demons. So that's exactly the movie you're getting.
Yeah.
The comic book, that's the movie you're getting. But for that movie, it's fun, you know? And I love that they're just beer-swilling prankster ghoulies.
Mm-hmm.
They probably were better college students than any of the actual students at that university. Right.
And they're all, you know, like 42-year-old college students too that.
Yeah, exactly. So outside of like the fourth one, I know that there's like been nothing on this franchise at all. And it's, which is kind of a shame because it, like, I know that they're doing all these things now with Halloween and other stuff that Child's Play, where it's like, I kind of, maybe I wouldn't be surprised the next year we hear something where like, oh, they're going to reboot Ghoulies or they're going to do a Ghoulies 5 or something. But it doesn't really, like, it's one of those things where like, if they reboot it or don't, it doesn't matter. They could do a sequel. But it wouldn't, again, it wouldn't matter because you could just make up whatever as long as it's the Ghoulies. It's the Ghoulies movie.
Well, they did a Puppet Master or something recently, like under the radar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've done a lot of Puppet Master stuff. They're gonna, like, going to be a TV show or something too. I can't recall.
So, I mean, they could.
There's just a lot of stuff they're doing. Yeah. Yeah. And it's just like no one's that deep into the Ghoulies lore that I think they're going to be upset if like they kind of redo it in some way as long as they're getting Ghoulies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I'll be there with that merch, dude.
That's right.
You got that crown, the crown, the comic book, all that stuff. Right. You don't have to come at me. Link at the bottom.
Tell you.
Pre-orders accepted. All pre-orders now.
I think, I don't know. Anything else to say about Ghoulies, the Ghoulies 3, Ghoulies Go to College?
Did you guys have a favorite prank?
out of the third
favorite pranks?
Well, I was thinking about
where do we go between pranks and just straight up assaults?
Yeah.
How do we divide that?
Well, even when the guys are doing stuff, they're good. Yeah. I was like, but you go to jail for that.
Yeah, seriously. Oh my gosh.
I'd probably say putting the condom on the deer's nose.
Oh yeah, they're also putting condoms on the pizza.
Yeah, and on the pizza. Oh, also talk about that pizza. It's like that dude's on some another level. When the like Andre the Giant looking cat like takes those pizzas and he's like stacking them into tacos and then stacks them into threes.
Yeah,
to where he makes one big slice.
Yeah,
just start going in on. See, I do something a little bit kind of like that. Right,
I like that kind of prank.
But like, I just take all the cheese and toppings off. See, so you can go to like get it hot and ready.
You
like
don't really.
Yeah, you get a hot and ready.
Mitchell shaking their head no.
So. You get a hot and ready at lunch, right? And so it's your own little large pepperoni. Mm-hmm. And then you cut it in half, or you separate it in half. Uh-huh. You take all the toppings, I mean the cheese, the pepperoni, everything off the second half, dump it on the first half. Then you just eat that half. Because you don't need the bread and all that other stuff like that. So he was kind of on the right track.
Okay, wait. Number one, that is like a broke-ass calzone.
Yeah, you make you make a super half instead of eating a whole pizza because the bread's just filler.
Just order a real pizza with extra cheese and pepperoni.
This is hot and ready. You're talking like fancy, dude. When you do hot and ready, it's what they got.
You could still order it from Little Caesars. They're cheap as fuck. I'm talking about
lunch time. You walk in there, that's already ready.
They don't have anything better to do because all they do is make hot and readies. They're itching for a specialty pie.
Okay. It's not the way hot and readies work, Ellie. Come on.
Do you have a favorite prank?
No.
It's all assault.
I mean, it is all assault. Was pretty, because I like that they went cartoonish with it, because at first it was very scary. Then he was all sooty.
Hey, I'd just be scared to really do any of the stuff they did. I'd be like, I mean, if I was like 15 or something like that, but if I was 42, like the guys in the movie, right. I'd be like, I can't do that. You get in trouble for that.
Yeah, seriously. Like in the opening credits, the students, they redo all of the plumbing in the water fountains.
Oh, yeah.
They redo the benches so that they throw people out of them.
Put like, wax food in the vending machines.
Yeah, like that could like seriously like mess you up.
Yeah, you can't break into vending machines.
Either, yeah. So. Yeah. Feed people wax. What about you? What was your favorite prank?
I don't have any favorite pranks because, again, I'm pretty sure like they were all assault. Mm-hmm. No, I think favorite prank. That's tough. I got to think which ones were actually pranks. And, like now it's funny because I literally just watched the movie today. And I can't remember anything from it.
Well, I remember them, but it's just all like, you know, well, look, the Ghoulies did a lot of different things. So basically, like the main thing about the movie and the Ghoulies' presence in it is that they were basically framing each, what do you call them? Frat house or whatever?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
For
yeah.
different pranks, but like they were on some next level shit. So like, but so one house would like tamper with, you know, the guy's scooter from the other house. Mm-hmm. But then they'd find out later that, you know, the Ghoulies stepped it up. You know what I mean? Yeah. Turn it into a bomb or some crazy shit like that. Or something that sucks their face off. And then they were like, oh, I didn't do that. Oh, yeah, you did. Well, I did that, but I didn't do all of that type of thing. So they were all weird and they weren't really like complete pranks. But it makes me think of one thing, though. It makes me think of the second one. And they're going around. So the Ghoulies are like, you know, they're set loose on the carnival. So it's like, all right, cool. Let's see what kind of mayhem they get into.
Yes.
And then one of them that just stands out to me is when the cat one gets inside that boxing glove.
Oh,
it just seemed like unnecessary.
But it was awesome.
Oh, so then I guess I was wrong. So that's good to hear. So I'm glad. I was like, well, who got something out of that? Ellie got something out of that.
I love that whole like montage where they're just like in the carnival causing shit.
Oh, yeah. I like that too. But that's the one that was like, so he gets in the glove and he springs around and hits the guy on the back of the head and knocks him out. And that guy gets it the most. Like other people are like dying. You know what I mean? This guy gets punched in the back of the head. I'd rather be that guy. Yeah, they're the ones like shooting the little BB gun and things like that. And the clown. Yeah, the clown gets his arm ripped off by the underwater one. So
that was actually like pretty scary.
Got it pretty bad.
All right. Do we have anything else to add about Ghoulies Go to College?
Super fun. Watch it when you're drunk.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say drunk or like if you're waking up early on a Saturday morning for whatever reason, just want to like kill time.
Exactly.
Before brunch or something. Yeah. You know? Yeah. This would be a fun movie to watch because then you'd be this gives you something to talk about at brunch.
It's true.
Eat your Cocoa Pebbles.
And we should probably do a thing on like how you can watch these movies. You know what I mean? I guess we can always post something, but
last time you did say what would be your drinking game if you could make a drinking game for this movie.
Oh shit. Oh. Yeah. Drinking game? What, for just the third one?
Yeah, just the third one. Oh, I mean, you could do all
frontal nudity. Be part of it somehow. Maybe not nothing hard because it happens a lot. So like a sip of beer or something like that.
There's death.
You could do shots or a hard drink for death because it's really like two.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's not very many deaths.
Right. So. Anytime like the security guard in the golf cart said something like pervy, you could do that.
Yes.
Yeah, that'd be that a good too. One.
Yeah. Because he gets real.
Mitchell, I'll take care of that.
Anytime the love interest girl like thinks that she's gonna get back with the dude, but then doesn't, like in a flash, that could be something too. Because that happens like so many times. It's like they really keep doing it over again. I'm gonna give you a chance. No, I'm not. I'm gonna give you a chance. No, I'm not. I'm gonna give you a chance. No,
scrubs. They are both scrubs. She did not need to be messing around with either.
They say things too, but I don't think they say the same things all the time. You can just do it anytime they say something corny. Cause this is the first time that the Ghoulies speak English.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, but it's all like the corniest shit like ever. They're like, nightcap anyone? I'm sporting a half chub here.
That would be like, my dream game is anytime the Ghoulies do like a pun or a dad kind of joke. Mm-hmm. That would get you messed up pretty quick.
Is that a prank crown or are you just happy to see me? It's like, what does that mean? It means nothing. But I don't know.
All right. I think we're good on Ghoulies 3.
Yeah.
Another one in the book. Also, I'm going to start doing a thing. I'm going to do it now. We're at the end. I have to have a catchphrase like at the end. And I'm going to say, what is it? He goes, you're done. No. What does he say? And then he spells it fucked up. Security guard.
Oh, get gone.
Gone. Jeez. Is that what he says? Oh, yeah. You're gone. But I'm going to say, we're gone. All right. We're gone. G-A-W-N.
That's a good one.
Right?
Because I remember when it happened, I was like,
I was like, I didn't hear the first part. And I was all like, what is he spelling? And then I kind of figured it out. But anyways, so you're going to hear that's how you know it's officially over. We're gone. G-A-W-N. Thank you.